Welcome to In Your City Show, and we have our next hot list guest with us today, and that's Julie Ettinger. And I'm so glad that I said that right, because I just said it, and then I'm like, oh gosh, looking at you, because for years, I've been saying Ylang Ylang. So she is the owner of Ylang Ylang.
Ylang
Ylang. Ylang Ylang. So there should be an O in there.
Just think long.
So it's a long, Ylang jewelry store, and it's in the city of Clayton. But for years, I have been saying Ylang. This is the first time I've ever said it correctly.
And so has anybody else that's probably watching the show right now. I've always said that.
Well, it's not like you walk in the store and go, hey, welcome to, you know, you're just like, hi. So.
And you know what my mom always says?
What?
It doesn't matter how you say it. Ylang, 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 Ylang. It doesn't matter. Just come in.
Say whatever you want to say.
It's so great. I mean, this is literally the first time. So it is a beautiful store.
Thank you. It's lovely.
And 1985 is when Ylang Ylang started.
Yes.
So, and I met your gorgeous little mom. She's so cute. But it's changed over the years from when your mom and dad started it to now. Tell us a little bit about the history of your store.
Oh, my goodness.
And where you've evolved to.
Yeah, there's a really great history. You know, my dad was an attorney, and every Christmas we would go to Miami for this holiday, and we would always stumble upon this little tiny boutique. I think it was 300 to 400 square feet. In the Bal Harbour Shops, and this French woman greeted us every time we visited, and it was Ylang Ylang, and we fell in love with this little concept.
Does Ylang Ylang mean something?
Yeah, Ylang Ylang has nothing to do with jewelry per se. It's just, it's a flowering tree from the Philippines. And the founder of Ylang Ylang was half French, half Italian. His name was Jacques Gastaldi.
Oh, wow.
And he's now in Lyon, France. He owns a bar. So he created the concept and loved the name. He thought it had a great ring to it. And so my mom and her mom did antique and estate jewelry. And so we just literally fell in love, and we convinced him to buy a franchise and open here in St. Louis. And he literally thought that cows roamed the streets. It was hilarious. So she said, no, come to Plaza Frontenac, which is where we opened. And we were there for 29 years.
Okay.
And it started out as really chic European costume, and also some 18 karat and sterling silver combination, but everything was big. We did all the jewelry for St. Elmo's Fire.
Really?
And we were in, Princess Diana wore our heart and bow earrings.
Oh my gosh.
That people are asking us to recreate. She wore them on the cover of Good Housekeeping.
Oh my gosh, you
and
should.
And so we're thinking about recreating those heart and bow earrings. I know some of my customers, they talk about it all the time, and they still have them. So just as time has rolled on, we've evolved from the big costume to just your everyday, really chic, fine designer jewelry.
Like that ring that I can't quit staring at on your pointer finger?
Yes.
That's...
These are my everyday. You can try it on. These are my everyday kind of can't.
Oh my.
I just love them.
So what is this?
So that's a nat. That's a.
I'm gonna drop
that's
it.
My favorite ring. Well, one of
it's the designer.
I know
it's now my favorite.
It's our designer of almost 39 years, Erica Courtney.
Wow.
She's fabulous. She's the
diamonds all the way around.
Yeah, and I wear that almost every day. And she's the queen
every day.
Almost nope. Wow. She's the queen of colored gemstones.
It really
great.
Looks good on my finger.
And this is also hers. This is also hers. This is, I just
love this.
I don't want
to drop anything. I don't want to fall.
I know. That's.
I fell flat.
Should I just move?
Yeah. No.
Oh, wow.
That's her crown ring.
So that's, and this makes me a queen.
It does.
I love it. Yeah, that one right there makes my heart make funny beats.
Well, she has a yellow one in the store right now that would be gorgeous with your outfit.
Yes. But I really like that one.
She can make you one. And you one.
If you find it missing.
Exactly.
She leaves. She's like, I knew I was wearing that ring.
They're all one of a kind, but we can design one
gorgeous.
For you.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know what? Jewelry for me is so personal. And the things I wear every day, just, I feel connected to in some way, you know? And I think that's why we're so special. So I have to say, you know, after being in Plaza Frontenac, and we've evolved into this new location.
A gorgeous store.
It looks like a little house on the hill.
Right on the corner. So you really stand out
Colonial
there.
Colonial Marketplace.
At, what are the streets? It's
Ledoux and 170.
Yes.
And it's
in the
white.
Colonial Market. It's a little white house.
Yeah.
And it's kind of everything I envisioned. So it's cute. My dad was like, we're never leaving our location. And I said, oh,
we are.
And I sort of manifested this little freestanding house. And here we are going on 9 years in this location. And really, we just have the greatest jewelry. There's not really anything like us. You know, I don't feel like there's competition. I feel like we've evolved into this sort of space in St. Louis. And we work with some of the most beautiful and lovely and kind designers at every, I have to say, at every price, you know? It's like there's something for everybody, and even guys.
So, you know, you do stuff for guys.
We do.
Oh my gosh, I didn't
We do cufflinks. We're doing like really cool ID bracelets. We're doing ID tags.
Bracelet guy. I'm sorry, he doesn't have any.
I don't have one.
I need to get you a bracelet. That's next on my
you
list.
You are unique, and you know, with the magazines that we have, that we meet a lot of people and see a lot of people and go into a lot of businesses. But I've never seen anybody like you, like your business.
So. And I think we work really hard to create that. I have the most amazing team at the store. Stephanie Marchetto has been with me for, oh my gosh, going on 14 years.
Gosh,
my mom is still
a lot.
Yeah, my mom still comes in every day with her little cute Gabriella. They're like a little team. They come in almost every day. And we just have a great staff. And I just am very blessed. It's happy and we're... You know, I think the thing that I just want people to know is that what we have evolved into, it's a continuation of our history, but it's today. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to share some of my favorite pieces.
Okay.
Because this is really who we are. So I wear this guardian angel every day. This is Temple St. Clair. I have two boys, Joshua and Joseph. And their names are on the back. And I literally will not get on a plane without this. And then I have my grandmother's diamond that we reset into this little ball. It's like the cutest little ball. And then I have
it's my charm necklace.
Oh, you should see Stephanie's neck. She's like loaded. But we all are. And our clients are getting to this where they're getting comfortable with the layering. And this is my diamond J. And then, this is great, too. So if you have a family heirloom or a diamond, this was my dad's vintage diamond.
Oh, wow.
And I wasn't going to wear his ring, but I cherish the stone. It's an old mine cut.
I like the big...
Yeah. You'll take something that's a treasure.
Yeah, and
turn it into a piece for them.
Into an heirloom.
Wow.
For you, for your kids. And you know what? This is our favorite single stone. This is our other designer that we just cherish and love. I wear their bracelets every day. This is called the Club. And you know what? Feel the weight of this. Everything is handmade. Pass that over. It's solid and it's custom and it's, they're all one of a kind.
Yeah.
But all
love
made.
Love that. The one of a kind. That's really cool. Cause jewelry can be a very intimate, personal piece that you have and the reason why that you're wearing it. For hand that back so I don't put that on too and keep it.
Not one of a kind in the sense that this can't be recreated. It's just that every piece is handmade.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Well, before we go, let us know. You do have a big event that's going to be coming up too. And we want to make sure you get
that. I'm glad you brought this up. So this has been something that we have been talking about for over a year now. And it's kind of been a secret and we're getting ready to launch it. We have the return of the nomination bracelets. And I didn't bring mine today, which I should have, but they're stretchy bracelets that are founded in Italy.
Oh, gosh.
We did them for 10 years. It tells a story. It's stainless steel and gold. They are bringing back all sorts of new. The guys wear them. The girls wear them. Everybody wears them.
What is the story it's telling?
So the story is of your life. It's like individual pieces. So mine has the Italian flag on it. It has the United States flag. It has my boys. It has my lucky number.
My gosh, I have to have one of those.
And everybody, this is crazy.
I mean, have to.
We
let's leave now and go get it started.
So we have an in-store event. We're recreating. We're bringing it back. It's literally going to be the craziest event. August.
I think it's the 19th.
August 19th.
We're going to be there live with the show.
So we have one of the designers from Italy joining us in store.
Oh, that's great.
This has been something that people, literally they waited in line at Plaza Frontenac to get these charm bracelets. So they're stretchy. I can't wait for you to show
pictures.
I'm
a bracelet person, so I
can. You can layer them. Everybody knows them. If you have one, you know it. So get it out of your closet, dust it off. Come in, get a new charm. They're $38 to a couple hundred dollars for a charm.
Oh.
And it's your story. And you wear it. And it's the relaunch is super chic. And we cannot wait. We're the only one that will have it again. It's just really like it really is such a personal story for every person that already has one. And
you can add.
I was just going to ask that. Can you switch out?
Yeah.
I guess they're tiles.
And little
charms. They're little tiles. Yeah, it's nomination jewelry.
Well, we can't wait to be there.
Come visit.
It's August 19th.
Make your appointment or just stop by August 19th.
Ilong Ilong. We know how to say it now.
Ilong Ilong.
Julie Ettinger, the owner of Ilong Ilong in the city of Clayton. We appreciate you so much coming in. Your jewelry you're wearing is absolutely beautiful.
And we appreciate you. We are in your magazine every single month. I think
we love it. Have
committed to how many years now?
Yes.
Forever.
We love it. Lifelong family. And we love that. Thank you so much. We appreciate everything that you do. And we can't wait to be there for your big event as well.
In store live with nomination and you guys.
There we go.
Awesome.
Thank you. Julie Ettinger, the owner of Ilong Ilong in Clayton. Thank you so much.
Thank you.